Rick in Louisiana has an interesting problem. I've heard about sweaty palms, but a sweaty concrete porch?
Yes.
Is it nervous? Does it have a hot date?
Well, it depends on what its temperature is. We get some 45-degree days quite a few in a row, and then all of a sudden we get a south wind, and it's about 75 degrees and about 80% humidity, and it's like the outside of a glass of cold water. It just is sweats to the point where it's this is a covered concrete porch.
Right. Yeah, it's condensation.
And it's just pure condensation. Yeah. I don't think it's anything coming up from below it. And what can we? And somewhere on one spot, it looks like something was spilled on it, and it does not condensate at that spot. I wish we could find whatever it was that got spilled on it.
Do you have you ever painted this with anything?
No, it is just fresh concrete. I mean,
because I'm thinking that if you put, you know, concrete is so hydroscopic, you have the moisture that may land from the air, but you also have a lot of moisture that it holds from below. So, Leslie, I'm thinking that if he paints it with like an epoxy paint, you know, like a epoxy shield or something like that.
Well, epoxy shield is a great option because that is like a paint, but instead of being a paint with such a serious color, it's almost like a painted surface, and then there's like a clear coat with like sparkles in it. It's so 50s and kind of retro. It's really cool. But you can also use an epoxy-based paint, which can come in a variety of colors and even a variety of opacities to the color. So you can really get a variety in the look that you're looking for, whether it's just a deep paint or a lighter paint like a tin. And that'll seal it almost in itself and make it so that your condensation problem might be solved.
It appears to us that it's the condensation is from the air onto the concrete itself.
Correct.
I mean, it's almost instantaneous if you get a change in the front, you know, weather front.
Correct. But you know what? That concrete that's unfinished is holding so much moisture right now that the condensation probably occurs quicker.
Now, is it holding moisture? Now, we have, you know, cold, dry air, so the concrete is probably, I mean, it's dry, cold air when we get the cold weather.
Well, it tends to be a very hydroscopic material. It soaks up water very, very readily.
Okay.
Another thing to look at is just your general drainage conditions around that porch to make sure you're not letting any water collect against the concrete. Where it
No, it is pure condensation or, okay, you know, the hydroscopic.
Yeah, I would suggest you paint the porch with an epoxy-based paint so to give you a little traction, and I think it's going to cut back on the condensation issue.
Now, is there any other kind of materials that you can put over it,
sure,
like tile or something? Or
well, sure. Or you could put a wood deck over it.
Yeah,
or
you build a wood deck over it. It would,
you know,
be gorgeous.
You could do something of that nature.
Okay. Now, if we build a wood deck, right now the porch is actually it's actually screened in, and if we built it up an inch or two, I mean, we'd have to change the door jams and everything.
Yeah. Well, you want to avoid that.
Yeah. Can you lay? Decking right over wood, or does it have to be an air?
Sure. Well, what you could do, for example, what would be nice is if you put, say, 5/4 boards down on the flat,
uh-huh,
so and that becomes the base that's really going to help tie this whole thing together.
Would you tap on those right into the concrete?
Sure, sure. And then you can use a composite decking product on top of that. You can use Trex or Veranda, and so between the two of them, you'd only be talking about, what, like an inch and a half, right? Yeah, about an inch and a half.
And well, actually, be 2 inches because the 5/4
right.
Is an inch.
Yeah,
and the Trex would
be an
inch. It would
be 2 1/4 about altogether. Yeah.
Could you just have the Trex or something by itself, or the wood, or
well, you could, but then the thing is, how are you gonna nail it down or screw it down? You need something as a cross member to tie it together.
Right. Okay. Of course, with the Trex and stuff, would you need to tie it down? Because I mean, if you put it in tight enough,
somehow it's going to have to attach. Yeah, one way or the other.
You've given me some options.
All right. Well, that's what we're here to do, Rick.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.